Welcome to the Self-Defined Human Podcast. This is your host, Michael Korman, Michael James Korman. I don't know if I'm going to do the music today. I don't know if I'm going to do the whole thing that I plan out and that sometimes I record and re-record because I don't like it the first time. I don't care. Look, we're trying to get to the point here. People want to know, Michael, why are you so angry at teachers? What's the deal? What's going on with you and teachers? Why do you have this like grudge against teachers? You have this axe to grind? Look, I don't know what to tell you. I'm angry at teachers. Why? Because of my personal experiences, by the things that have happened to me in the past. That's why we experience what we do in the present. Because of the things that have happened in the past, the events that have occurred, the interpretations we put on them, the way that we tell the story and the way that is what goes into the present and informs everything about how we live our lives in the present. So that's the answer. If you want to know the answer, why am I angry at teachers? That's why. I invented this character, Michael Korman, this online persona, because I wanted to sell things. I wanted to sell a course that I had come up with. It was a piano course called Mindful Piano Basics. And the first module of the course does exist. You can find it. You may have a hard time finding the landing page. If you want to sign up for it, then let me know and maybe I can hook you up with it. The first module exists, but I didn't finish the course and I may come back to it. But that's why I created this character. Now, the word mindfulness that I use there, mindful piano basics, mindfulness has connotations these days, and I don't know what to say about it because sometimes it's hard for me to remember that because I know what mindfulness is, because mindfulness is an ancient Buddhist concept. It goes back a long time, thousands of years. Nowadays, we have Mick mindfulness. People tell me, I was talking to somebody the other day, said, you know, when I hear the word mindfulness, I roll my eyes at it. I don't want anything to do with mindfulness. And I get it because I don't want anything to do with Mick mindfulness either. Mick mindfulness is something that we have in the West. It's Western Dharma and it's a big mess. It's not anything I want to be associated with. See, it's not about personal transformation. It's not about radical change. It's not about learning anything. It's not about hardcore meditation. It's about something else. They have another agenda. Okay. When you go to these Mick mindfulness groups, what do? They sit around in a circle. They have the list of rules that they pass around, what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say, who's allowed to talk when, what are you allowed to claim that you know anything? Are you allowed? You have to be, how respectful do you have to be? How kind do you have to be? See, these are the core values. It's about respect and it's about kindness and it's about making sure that nobody's the teacher and nobody's the student. Nobody's in charge. There's no leaders. There's no followers. We all sit in a circle. So everybody's equal. Nobody's more equal or less equal than anybody else. Okay. Everybody is perfectly equal. That's not really true in practice, of course, because when you get groups together, that's just not how it is. You always have, you know how groups are. So that's Mick mindfulness, okay? And Mick mindfulness is a thing that we have, and it's taking over. It's taking over. But this is, you know, mindfulness goes back such a long time. So, you know, I know about that. I know about that stuff because that's what I do, because that's what I'm teaching. Because that's what I'm all about. I'm about mindfulness. But you know, maybe it's the wrong word to use. If people are misunderstanding and if people are getting the wrong connotation from that word, maybe I shouldn't use it. Fine, that's possible. So I think I may consider using it a little bit less because I don't know these things. I'm just me, okay? I'm living in a cave, I live in a bubble. Like I'm an INTP in the Myers-Briggs system. That means I don't know anything about other people, okay? I'm just sitting here by myself doing my own thing. I know nothing, okay? So somebody has got to like look out for me here. Somebody's got to say, hey, Michael, you know, that word mindfulness that you use, I know you think you know what it means. And yeah, you're right about what it means. But the fact is, there's this thing, Mick mindfulness, you know, you're not, people aren't hearing you. They're not hearing it. They're hearing something else. And you better be aware of that because you're really shooting yourself in the foot talking about mindfulness when you're teaching mindfulness. Okay. You should be talking about something else. If you're going to be teaching mindfulness, if you want to teach Mick mindfulness, then you can call it mindfulness. Because if you call it Mick mindfulness, then people are going to think you're insulting them. They're not going to want to listen. So that's just a little thing, you got to keep in mind there. Fine. Fair enough. Now, I'm Michael Korman, That's the character that I've created, Michael Corman, the INTP. You can find me on Instagram at no.michael.here. You can find me michaelcorman.com. You can find me on Twitter at nomichaelhere. You can find me on Facebook, no.michael.here. You can find me now on Twitch, nomichaelhere. I think it's just one word, nomichaelhere. On Twitch, we are now doing video games. We do mindful video gaming. We play retro games. We've got Super Mario Brothers 3. We've got River City Ransom. We've got, Donkey Kong Country 3 with Dixie Kong. Dixie, what is it called? Dixie's Quest or something? I don't know. Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest. We've got all the games from my childhood. Legend of Zelda. All of them, okay? This is what we're doing. Now, if you go there now, I don't think there's anything there because it doesn't say videos for very long, like 2 weeks or something. But don't go there right now. Go there because, yeah, okay. Look, I'm still trying to figure out the Twitch thing, okay? I'll figure it out. But look, video games. This is a mindfulness practice. I should stop using that word, mindfulness. Why do I say mindfulness? Bad idea. It is not a Mick mindfulness practice. You will not find video games at the Mick mindfulness groups. They don't like video games. Video games are not social justice approved. Video games are for nerds. Video games are for the people that do bad things, okay? The Columbine shooters were avid video gamers. They played Doom. I remember when that happened. It happened when I was in high school. And what happened? Everybody started vilifying video games. They vilified Doom. Anybody who was into that, all the nerds, people like me, we were immediately cast under suspicion because of something that happened. Some isolated incident that has, you know how many millions of kids were playing Doom? Okay, Doom was really popular at that time. It's not mainstream, sure. Yeah, I get it. But no, the vast majority of Doom players were not doing anything violent in real life. So that's the thing, okay? That's the people that are running the Mick mindfulness seminars. They're the ones that look down on people like me. This is why I hate teachers, okay? It's because of stuff like this. These types of things happen over and over and over again. I do not fit into the mold that the teachers want me to fit in. I never have. I never will. Okay, I've had teachers, you know, going through in high school, you know, before that, grade school, middle school, in college, grad school, I've, you know, taken piano lessons, I did jujitsu, I did all sorts of things, so many things, okay, singing lessons. Teachers never liked me. That's not 100% true. I had some teachers who liked me. I liked some of my teachers. I'm not saying all teachers are horrible. Of course not. Don't be silly. That's crazy. Why would I be doing that? I'm speaking. I exaggerate when I speak because I'm trying to make a point. And the point that I'm making is very important, and it's a point that I'm going to keep making over and over and over again because it's what's motivating this entire thing. Why is it that Michael Corman, from Michael Corman Incorporated, feels that he knows anything? Why is he sitting here trying to help people with anything? Why does he have any authority, any expertise whatsoever? Why? Because he's had experiences where he's learned things. So I've, as an INTP, I will repeat this again and again because that is my identity. I am an INTP in the Myers-Briggs system. This is an introvert, intuitive thinking, perceiving, okay? This is what the INTP does. The INTP has four cognitive functions in the Myers-Briggs system. They are introverted thinking, they are extroverted intuition, introverted sensing, and extroverted feeling. Those are my four cognitive functions that I use on a daily basis. And if you don't like that, if that's a problem for you, if that's not social justice approved, if that's not certified acceptable by the Ontario Human Rights Commission, then I don't know what to tell you. Sorry, I can't go, I can't do anything other than be the person that I am and talk about the experiences that I've had. Teachers do not like me. Why? Because I don't fit into that mold, okay? I don't play nicely with others. I don't do group work. I don't turn in my homework. I don't do my homework on time. I never have done my homework on time. I'm never going to do my homework on time. And if you have a problem with that, then you need a therapist, okay? Don't take it out on me. Like, you got to figure that out somehow, okay? So this is the experience I've had over and over and over again, okay? So from the time I remember being, oh my God, okay, the earliest that I really remember this vividly is going to be, well, probably fourth grade or so. Well, no, that's not true. I mean, third grade. I remember struggling doing my math homework in third grade. I had no idea. There was like row upon row of these division or multiplication problems. I was just like, I had no idea how to do them. And I was sitting there, it was late at night, and I'm like, trying to like figure out like how to do these problems. It's like this grid of problems. Okay. It looked like there were 500 of them, probably not 500. There's probably like six or seven of them, but there seemed like a lot of them. Okay. And I was like trying to figure out, well, how is it that you multiply these numbers together? Like, what does that mean? What is multiplication? I didn't know what to do with it. So I was like trying to find patterns in the numbers. I was trying to be like, well, what if you take this number here and you take that number there and you kind of add them together or something, or maybe, and I was just like filling out this worksheet just based on my own rules that I had invented for multiplication. I don't know why I didn't know what multiplication is. Who knows? Well, I don't know. Don't look at me. Come on. Like, get real. Like, what do I know? I'm just a little kid. So that's what was happening, okay? And then from that point on, you know, I wasn't doing my homework very often. So this was a big problem for everybody. It was a problem for my parents. It was a problem for my teachers. And nobody seemed to care about, you know, look, I'm, you know, that's just the reality of it. Okay. You can say I'm unappreciative, and yes, I'm unappreciative. I don't appreciate that. Okay. Like, I don't appreciate being, you know, if someone else has a problem with me, that suddenly it's my problem. You know, come on, this stuff is not good. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and I understand it's socially acceptable to treat kids that way. I'm not going to defend it. I'm not going to stand up for it. I'm not going to pretend I like it. Okay. So a lot of the things that I've done in my life, things that I consider to be good things, have been in violation of that. Okay. When teachers have told me to do things one way and I've realized, oh, wait a second, you know what? I'm actually not stupid. Okay. I can do things a different way. And then it turns out, oh, well, that's interesting. Look at that. If I do it this way, then suddenly it works. Wow. What's going on there? Huh. Okay. I don't like that. Now, listen, I am a human being. I'm not like, what do you think I am? You think I'm some like sort of evolved saint who's just living on a cloud somewhere and just sees it. The thing is, like, if you're going to tell me, Michael, you're angry. That's a problem. You got to stop being so angry. I don't care, because you're saying that. Like, you're saying that because why? Because you have this bias. You have this prejudice against anger. You have a problem with anger. You don't like anger. And so you look at my behavior and you say, well, there's a problem there because Michael's being angry. There's a problem. He's not supposed to be angry. So let's say there's a problem with him now, okay? He's doing something wrong. There's obviously something is not quite right about him. Fine. Think that if you want. I don't care. What I'm telling you, and don't even start with me, okay? Because you have those same problems. You have bigger problems than that. Like, I'm going to ignore you, and I'm just going to talk to the people who actually are interested in this. Listen to me. The thing is, listen, people are going to tell you that you should not be angry. You should not be angry because anger is what? What's the problem with it? It's scary to you. Your nervous system can't handle it. Come on, get real. Like, no, that is not, that is something you gotta figure out, okay? Because I am not gonna make that my problem. It's not my problem. It's your problem. And you're making it everyone's problem. So I'm gonna start getting angry at you because that is what has to happen. So that's why I hate teachers, okay? It's as simple as that, because teachers are more interested in their own things. Now, look, I say this as someone who has been a teacher, okay? I've taught piano, I've taught computer programming in college, I've taught a number of computer science stuff as a teaching assistant, okay? I've graded papers, I've lectured classes, I've taught music stuff. I mean, I've done a lot of teaching, okay? I've conducted church choirs, led rehearsals. Like, I'm a teacher, okay? You can say anything you want to say about teachers. I will not get offended by any of it. You can say anything you want to say about any group that I belong to. I will not get offended by any of it. It doesn't matter to me, okay? I do not identify with any of these groups, and I'm glad I don't, because that gives me a lot of freedom. I have the freedom not to be offended by anything that you say. If you want to say, Michael, you are, okay, listen, people will tell me, Michael, you are a white male, okay? Therefore, you don't know what you're talking about. Therefore, you have all this privilege. Now, listen, I get offended at that, not because of the identity, the group identity. I get offended at that because it's obnoxious, okay? When people suddenly, seemingly normal, rational people suddenly turn into raving ideologues because they don't, you know, it's like talking to a zombie. So I don't want to hear that. But that's not about group identity. You can say, Michael, you're American. Michael, you're a nerd. Michael, you are a musician. Michael, you are Jewish. Michael, you are Italian. You are whatever. I don't care. Whatever. Call me whatever you want. None of that matters to me. Okay? None of it. You can say anything bad about any of those groups. And the worst that will happen is that I will be upset because you are possibly threatening to kill me. You are possibly threatening to cancel me or silence me, which has nothing to do with group identity. That's a problem that we have between the two of us. And that's where it's going to be. That's where the issue is going to be. So what was I saying? I don't even remember what I was saying. That's how, you know, come on. So some of you idiots out there are giving me a hard time about this stuff. Michael Corman invented michaelcorman.com, which was originally self-defined musician.com, and because he wanted to help people with things that he knows about that maybe they can be helped with. So let's talk about that. If you have problems that Michael Corman can help you solve, that is what I'm here for. It's like on Frasier. It's like, I'm listening. You know, you want to call in, you have a problem, call in. You can call the number. There's no number. This is a podcast. It's not live. This is not live radio. This is pre-recorded. I'm lying here on my bed recording this podcast. And I'm just talking about whatever I'm talking about. It's stuff that you need to know about. So does that make sense? Does that make sense why it is that I don't like teachers? I think it should be clear, if it's not clear, okay, that I have gone through my life being told, Michael, you're bad at math. Michael, you're bad. You procrastinate. Michael, you don't do things. You're oppositional. I was told I was oppositional. It's on my kindergarten report card that I am oppositional. Something about I didn't sit in a circle or something with other kids. I don't even know. I don't remember. But that's what I was told. It's on my permanent record. I'm oppositional. Okay. And now that's who I am. So I do not like this. I do not like it when I, Michael Corman, have things that I'm doing. Okay. Work that is important to me. When I was in high school, I wrote a musical. I started writing a musical. It was called A Family Christmas. It was a comedy. It was about a mafia family that was celebrating Christmas. I had a whole monologue that I had written, and I recorded it with an Italian accent. I have it recorded. You can listen, maybe, if you're lucky. If not, then you won't listen to it. It's there. I have large portions of the rest of it. I have a couple musical numbers that I have written. All of that stuff. That's my work. It's important to me. It was important to me. It's not important to my teachers or anybody else, because what happened while I was working on that stuff? What was happening? I was getting bad grades in school because I wasn't doing the homework that they had assigned me. Okay? That sucks. You know, when you have work that's important to you, that you want to do, that you're eager to do, and that you're ready, that you're doing, and you're excited to do it, and then What's happening is that the people who are supposed to be educating you are instead punishing you for doing work that you want to be doing. Okay. That's not a good situation. I don't see that as being ideal. I see that as being backwards. I see that as being traumatizing. I see it as being anti-educational. It's not good. And I'm angry about it. And I'm speaking against it. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not taking anybody down. I'm not blowing up the school. I'm not doing anything like that. Okay. So don't look at me like I'm doing those things. That's not what's happening here. What's happening is that yet again, Michael Corman is doing work that's important to him, meaning he's recording a podcast, he's writing blog posts, he's putting stuff out on his personal Instagram to try to help the world. And what's happening is that people who are attached to the status quo are getting all up in a knot about this because they cannot stand that this is slightly different from the world that they wanted to have, the one that they wanted to control, and the one that they wanted everybody else to play along with, where everybody can just smile and everybody can be toxically positive all day long. That is not the world that I want to be part of. The world that I want is the one where people who have ideas are free to pursue those ideas and to express those ideas. And if they have projects they want to work on, they want to create things, they can do that. Where people, if they have abilities and skills, they can use those, that they're not told, you're bad at this, you're bad at that, told from a very young age to the point where they internalize it and it takes tremendous amounts of work to undo those knots, okay? This is not just like, if you were to tell me right now, hey, Michael, you're bad at Instagram, like, fine, whatever. Okay, I can deal with that because it's nothing. That's not something I was told at a young age when I was still forming my self-concepts and everything. Okay, so that's not a problem. If you tell me that stuff now, whatever. But back then, it's a problem. Okay, and so I have a problem with it. I have a problem when teachers do those things, when you know, you got music teachers that do stuff even worse than that, because in music, teaching tends to be one-on-one. So you've got a piano teacher, you have a student, you have a voice teacher, and you have the student. This is very different because now it's one-on-one, okay? Teachers are very attached to the performance of their students, very attached to every little tiny movement that the student makes, because in music, every movement that you make has a direct impact on the sound. Teachers micromanage that stuff. They really freak out if you don't do it the way they want you to do it. The problem is music teachers aren't smart enough to tell you to do the things that are going to make the music better. 99% of them are not smart enough. 99% of them are dumb as rocks, and they will not. So they're telling you to do things. What is it doing to the student? It's tying the student in more knots. It's causing more trauma. It's just making things worse. I don't like that. I don't like being a student in that environment. I don't like being in that kind of situation where, look, I don't like it, especially when I've been trained by my kindergarten teacher to tell me that I'm oppositional, and then all the pushback that you get from that. You know, maybe I was oppositional when I was 5 years old. I don't know. I don't see myself as being oppositional now. Okay, well, maybe online I am. In real life, no, I'm not oppositional. In real life, I'm a pushover. I will do whatever you say because I'm just terrified of people, you know, people just taking out their aggression on me, which has happened from the time I was a little kid sitting in that kindergarten class when that teacher felt insecure and felt the need to traumatize a little kid. Okay. That's why I hate teachers. That's why I'm angry at them. There are so many people out there that are not able to do the things that they want to do. I have noticed this in myself. I have spent a long time working on this in myself with piano playing, with singing, with all of that, trying to understand why is it, Michael, why do you have a hard time doing things? Why do you feel stress and tension and everything when you try to play the piano, when you sing? Oh, I see why. It's because I'm trying to do the things that the teachers told me to do. Oh my God. Well, isn't that crazy? Huh? How is that possible? I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Is this becoming clear? I hope this is becoming clear. If you think I sound angry right now, yes, I'm angry right now. Okay. And if you can't deal with that, if your fragile nervous system cannot handle that, cannot handle listening to a recorded audio of somebody who is who is talking about experiences that he had as a little kid, if that is not handleable by you, then I'm going to have to compile a list of therapists that I can recommend, because a lot of my followers, a lot of my listeners, a lot of the people that I interact with nowadays, they seem very fragile and they seem like they are in need of deep psychological help, because this is not, you know, this is we're not in the sandbox anymore, okay? This is the real world, you know? You gotta find some way to be able to deal with it, find some way to listen to what people are saying. So if you can't do that, then I don't know what to tell you, okay? I'm not going to record any music for this episode, because this is not a show I'm putting on for you. This is real life. This is intended to help people. This is intended to change the world. And if you can't handle that, if you're going to say, Michael, why do you need to change the world? Why do you need to be a rescuer? I'm not a rescuer. Get over yourself. Go do something productive. You're not doing that right now. Clean your damn room, as Jordan Peterson would say. And if you're going to call me a transphobic whatever because of Jordan Peterson, get a life. Clean your damn room. I'm not going to clean my damn room, because too many people have told me to do that and I don't have any interest in it, because I don't care, okay? My job is to do the things, the creative work that I'm trying to do. It's not to follow your orders, to follow the orders of anybody who has been arbitrarily selected as being in a position of authority over me. Why? For no other reason that they were good at some job interview? No. Get out of my life. You have no place being here. I don't care. I don't care about your stupid geometry. I don't care about your stupid US history. I don't care about your stupid anything, okay? I am more than capable of coming up with my own work to do, and I am going to defend that space in which I do it, okay? Do I make myself clear? Is this clear? I hope this is extremely clear. And if it's not, then you can listen to it again. Maybe there's something wrong with the audio. Maybe you need new headphones. I don't know. But find some way. You can DM me. You can email me. Whatever. And we can clarify it. Okay? Is that clear? Is that part clear, at least? I hope some of this is getting through. And if it's not, I don't know what to tell you. Okay? It's like I'm speaking English. I'm not using big words. I'm using very short sentences, short declamatory sentences, because I want to be clear. I want this to be understandable by people who are from all walks of life, from all corners of the earth, who have a rudimentary understanding, a basic understanding of the English language. And if that's you, I hope you can understand some of this. And if it's not you, you're not understanding what I'm saying anyway, so no harm done. Okay? That's why I hate teachers. Any questions, let me know. Rate or review it, I don't care, okay? Nobody's doing that anyway, whatever. You know, this is Michael Korman. I sell stuff online. Buy my stuff if you wanna be cool. Don't buy my stuff if you wanna be a loser. Be cool, don't be a loser. What else do I wanna say? I don't care. You'll figure it out. Thanks for listening.